When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We are joined right now on the Fan Hotline by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, fellas.
Jeff, it's Browns week, and I'm happy that there was such a quick turnaround because, boy, did that game get my blood boiling. Did you watch last night, and do you look at the Browns as a credible threat now after the last couple of games that they've played, or do you think the Steelers, I know it's early, do you think the Steelers will be out for blood this time around?
Yeah, if they don't have their attention now, they'll never have their attention, but man, I tell you what, they're moving, the Denver's defense is good, and Jameis was, he was having his way. I mean, a couple of obviously huge interceptions, that was the difference in that game, but if you thought, okay, maybe Jameis moving the ball is a little bit of a fluke, and especially considering the Browns don't have a run game, which is the thing you think of with the Browns offense. If they're going, the run game's going, it hasn't been going, and yeah, Jameis was impressive. I mean, I don't know if that was necessarily a one-off, some of the things that he's done, but then, you know, you see this thing that's hurt Jameis over his career. Are those key interceptions at the wrong time?
Well, Jerry Jeudy was impressive too, and he's been impressive ever since, you know, really all season long. And, you know, I think he had, what, 290-some, I think, receiving yards, something crazy like that. With that being said, are you worried about Joey Porter Jr.? Five penalties, five pass interferences, pass interference calls against Cincinnati. Are you worried about him moving forward?
I mean, you have to be. Even if it is what they think, and that, you know, he's kind of quote being picked on. I mean, he's got some things to fix this week in a short time. You mentioned Jeudy, then you're going up against AJ the next week, then you're going up against the Ravens, then you've got Patrick Mahomes, and then you've got Cincinnati again. So I mean, he says he's confident. He says Mike Tomlin keeps telling him to do the things he's doing. Well, maybe not exactly the things that he's doing. Maybe you tweak something here or there, and that might just be him, you know, saying in front of us, doesn't want to say what he needs to do. I still think he's a good corner. There are just some things he's got to fix, man. What is it, six pass interference penalties this year that leads the league? I mean, that's got to settle. I mean, whether he thinks they're looking at him or not, they're going to be looking at him.
I think it's the same with him and with George Pickens, Jeff, where both guys have these reputations that precede them, and so anything close and you're going to get called. Mike Tomlin did address both of those guys differently, though, to your point. With Joey Porter Jr., he kind of said, look, T. Higgins, he's a goon. He's going to be physical, and kind of swept it under the rug. Meanwhile, with Pickens, he said, you got to grow up. Do you think the way he's talking about these guys publicly is the way that he's addressing them privately?
Well, I think if Joey's would have been post-whistle, then maybe he attacks Joey a little bit different than he has. I mean, if he's making those penalties where he's getting up after an incompletion then taunting a receiver, I think that's where it's a little bit different between these guys. And I think Joey is, you know, consistently handled himself pretty well in that regard. But yeah, he does treat these guys differently. And as far as George goes, I mean, it's I don't know what was said. I mean, there had to have been more than just him making a first down gesture. There had to have been something said that we just couldn't hear, because if that was the reason, then you'll be throwing so many flags. Games are going to last 4 hours.
You really think that was a first down gesture, Jeff?
Bang, bang.
No.
Bang, bang. Yeah, I saw people doing the side-by-side of Josh Allen pointing and George Pickens pointing. The difference between the two is Josh Allen pointed, and I'm guessing if we might, because of Hard Knocks comes out tonight, if Pickens is mic'd up, I guarantee you he went, boo-boo. Guaranteed. Boo-boo.
Jeff, do you think that Russell Wilson...
The thing about George...
Good.
One of the things we learned about George, guys, is I mean, he's pretty stubborn in his ways. That could be a good thing. I mean, the guy's a hell of a receiver. It's just, I don't know what, I think Mike's trying to figure out what gets through to him. Like, he's been on that, I'm going to support him. I'm going to say, I don't care what he says. Those are his words. I'm not going to add fuel to the fire. And after that one, maybe he's trying something a little different with George.
Jeff, do you think that Russell Wilson's a top five quarterback in the league right now?
Ooh. I don't think he's top five, but I would put him in the second group, maybe 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that group. I'll say this, man. It was fun being in Cincinnati and watching a Steeler quarterback have a game like that. I don't care if Cincinnati was playing with 9. It's been years since we've seen a quarterback make plays, and not just the plays down the field, but a little movement in the pocket and a check down. You know, knowing that the middle of the field is open and exploiting that. I mean, it doesn't always have to be the moon balls, that the pretty passes that we've seen. It's those smart plays. And then on a key third down, to not really fret when it's in his hand, and he throws it to Van Jefferson. I mean, those are like days where, you know, Ben would find
Eli Rogers,
whatever obscure receiver you want to mention,
Marcus Wheaton,
on a key third down, because he was the guy open. And I think that's what's so different now. It's not just the pretty moon balls. It's that he gets the game. He's calm in the huddle. He's a good leader. And, yeah, there have been some hiccups in the row. But, man, they're so better off at that position, which gives them a lot better chance in January.
Jeff, he's fifth in the league in passer rating. The Steelers averaging nearly 400 yards a game in his starts and 28.6 points per game. If we gave Tomlin truth serum, Omar Khan, Art Rooney II, Arthur Smith, would they tell you that they saw this coming, this level of production from him, do you think?
I think they saw improved play. I don't know if they – I mean, to go from where they were to this, I don't know if they would have thought that. Now, they're not going to say any of that, so it's – but I get what you're saying. I don't know if they would see – I think they would see more game manager than playmaker. And that's kind of what we've seen over a few of those games. I mean, there have been a few where he hasn't made plays and there's a mistake here or there, but – and the dude has been solid.
I thought he was going to be a game manager and an elite one where he would throw touchdowns and not turn the ball over and they'd look like a professional outfit. I did not expect this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I also didn't expect this, Jeff.
It's a two-point game. Right here to the rim. Here comes Jalen Lowe. Lowe kicks it to Austin. Austin, three! Zach Austin! And Zach Austin! Zach Austin!
At the buzzer.
Oh, my goodness. The Panthers win it.
I love it.
Neither did I.
Zach Austin hits the three.
That's a hell of a call,
oh,
Jeff.
Oh, my gosh. It's an all-timer, especially against your team.
Oh, yeah. Listen, there's so many emotions that are involved in that call. I mean, they had no chance to win that game.
No.
Ohio State shot 69% in the first half. They made four of the first five in the second half. And you're sitting up there and you're like, man, this is going to get ugly quick. Then Papa Conte comes in and helps turn the game around. And then Zach, who's been, you know, he's been kind of emotional this year. He really wants a big year. He wears 55 because his mom has passed. The day after Thanksgiving, he hits the three. And like, I don't know how, maybe all of that just went into my head. And I saw him actually the next day at the Pitt volleyball game. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry for screaming your name. And he's like, nah, it was cool. It's cool.
So did he heard you because the whole place goes silent, right?
Like, yes.
All you hear on the TV broadcast, if anybody could find it on damn Peacock, I'm sure most people listen to you, Jeff. I mean, it's just silence, and then all you hear is you, and then the Pitt players. I thought it was, this is from a West Virginia, I thought it was wonderful.
Unbelievable.
Awesome stuff. And they are now, right, so, don't look now, Jeff, number five in the net rankings, number 18 in the AP poll.
Yes. I mean, listen, and they're doing it with guards that are playing tons of minutes. I mean, they haven't played their best. There's still things they're trying to figure out. And look at what Jeff's done with this program. I mean, they were teetering with firing him a couple of years ago. And that's something Jeff told me. It's like he walked in a couple of marches ago and he's like, he wasn't sure if Heather was going to let him go. And now look where the program's at in a big road game tomorrow at Mississippi State.
No doubt in the SEC-ACC Challenge 9:15. You can listen to it right here on 93.7 The Fan. Jeff, we always appreciate your time. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks,
right,
Jeff.
Buddy. Jeff Hathaway, that's a hell of a call. That's a hell of a call.
Unbelievable.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want... Because what do you think Pitt fans are? What were you doing?
Oh, I mean, we had just landed, and I was going up in the elevator to my room in Boston College, and I saw that they were down four with 8 seconds. I was like, this game's over. And then I go right back downstairs. I drop my stuff off, and I look at the game's over. I'm like, what? They won? And then I showed EJ. He didn't know either. I was like, EJ, they won. He's like, what? And we all start freaking out. It was unbelievable.
So Bostic didn't even get to watch it either.
No, none of us.
They're good.
Yep.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting rewarded for it in the the computers, which sounds lame, but it matters a whole hell of a lot.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.